Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August Break, August 10th, 2016. Yellow. Yellow has never been my favorite color. I know it's supposed to be a happy color, and I'm told it really warms up kitchens especially, but I've never been fond of it. It might be because I have just enough olive in my skin tone that, with the exception of icy pastel yellow, the color of lemon sorbet, yellow clothing makes me look really sallow. Even jaundiced. I just don't think the dying of scurvy look is all that attractive. But there are some yellow things I really appreciate. I like the rich, saturated Tuscan yellow of the walls of my dining room. I like the way lemons even smell yellow, and I especially like the way a bowl of lemons looks when it's sitting out on the counter. And I love sunflowers. I've always loved sunflowers. I'm an August Leo, so my birth flower, yes, that's a thing, is the poppy. Actually, there are two birth flowers for August, poppies and gladiolus. Now, I like both of those. I especially love buying tall stalks of glads for this ridiculously tall turquoise glass vase that lives in the Word Lounge. But if it were up to me, the official birth flower for August would be the sunflower. I mean, really, what could be more appropriate? Sunflowers are bright and cheerful, exactly what you need to chase away the deep summer doldrums. They follow the sun worshipfully, and let's face it, there isn't a single Leo out there who doesn't appreciate a little bit of worship from time to time, especially sun worship. Even if you're nocturnal, like me. But most of all, I like them because as far as flowers go, sunflowers, the classic bright yellow discs with the thick green stalks, are fairly egalitarian. I mean, think about it. Sunflowers grow wild in freeway medians and along fields, but they're also grown purposefully so that their seeds can be put to use. Sunflowers can be planted and cultivated, but they're just as likely to spring up naturally. My grandfather once had a healthy crop of them spring into being in his compost heap, which we all thought was terribly funny at the time, though I don't remember why. A friend of mine has sunflowers growing in her front yard. Some years they're more robust and more prolific than others, but in 2014 they were glorious and bountiful, and she brought me a bunch for my birthday, presented in a mason jar, which she apologized for, though honestly I can't imagine a more appropriate way to present them. That mason jar full of sunflowers made me smile for days, until they finally faded away, as all flowers, and all summers, eventually do. But sunflowers are the first thing I think of when I hear the word yellow. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. The very first thing is that line from the first chapter of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when Arthur Dent notices the bulldozer outside his house and thinks, oh, hey, yellow, and then it has to, like, connect to something in his brain. But after that, sunflowers come next. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.